Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what do we have for Shindaddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's been fitness a lot going on this week, so we're sticking with fitness.
Really?
So when you're rolling today, it's going to be like old school gym class. Schindler has put up 3 different ropes. Climbing of the rope we did back in elementary school. So you have a spotter and just a 1-inch pad if you fall. That's it. That's all you had. And you have the spotter down below. And they get it.
You have adults climbing up a rope.
Everyone that does gets a $500 free CD if they make it to the top.
Oh.
And there's a bell up there. If you ring the bell... You guys, so Shindaddy will be spotting
$500
on the CD line.
Wow!
If you can get up to the top, my favorite part about that was that came up about once every 3 months. There was no preparation, there was no practice, there was no anything. You just said, "We're gonna climb the rope today," and everybody like instead of going, make it about a foot, and that was it to be done. And some couple 4 kids
wrestlers
make it.
Could do it.
That's yeah,
absolutely. The wrestlers
would make it up there. So Shindaddy thought he'd bring that back. So it was like, remember PE class? Phil, I bet you've been up. You climbed a rope, haven't you?
The best. I've tried.
The only safety was a 1-inch pad. That was
it.
You'd be at the top of the gym. Mm. You'd be up 25 feet in the air, and then there'd be just one of your friends holding the rope at the bottom. That was it. And then there'd just be some PE teacher in kind of the Sansa Belt shorts standing there marking if you made it to anywhere you went.
Maybe marking it.
Maybe not. No, that was one of those days where they came out of the teacher's lounge and didn't have a plan. And all of a sudden it's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to climb the rope today. One rope. Every gym had a rope.
A lot of fitness at Midwest Bank.
The whole week's been fitness there.
Yeah. Well, they had to go across a balance beam, Phil. To get into the bank on Monday.
The Trapeze Tuesday.
Trapeze Tuesday had things going a lot. Got a little crazy on that day also. But today'll be fun. There's 2 ropes
rope
set up.
Climbing.
Yeah. Everyone's got to try. And you have to try. You can't decline.
Shinji's just monitoring.
He's just monitoring like that. Well, he's spotting also.
Every so often does he hoist himself up there?
He does. He can get up there.
Yeah, he's a big man.
He's a big guy.
That should be another fitness incredible day at Midwest Bank.
Day turned more incredible, though.
Yeah, I teased a special guest before
who's
the
our
break.
Special guest?
And that is, of course, the wonderful, incomparable Phil Ruhlman of Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
It's the wonderful.
Yeah, and incomparable. Phil, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Well, I actually had a couple come in last night from and got the free cookie. Said that she grew up in Pender and she called me Philman, and I'm going like,
that's awesome.
No, it's a new name, Philman.
That is incredible. We got to get down to the bottom of this. Now, Phil didn't jack this around. I've been trying to get down. Who is this exactly? Because he said that she was a lifeguard, and I'm trying to put this all together. So please text in Pendragons. They're breakers, so they listen. They were in last night. So if we can please get that name I would sure like to get that. That would be incredible.
I don't know if you're famous or not, but I've convinced myself that you are.
I have too.
I always tell people, you got to meet Phil. I know Phil.
He's the man.
I know Phil.
What I love is I'm walking through the, and I'm there every day, every night. I'm walking through and somebody will just say, hey, Phil. And then I turn around what this show has done is just unbelievable. The number of people that are breakers and my servers are always going, okay, Phil, does everybody get a free cookie? And I said, only if they say they're a breaker.
You got to say they're a breaker. We're not just handing stuff out.
There's rules here.
A lot of cookies.
Cookies, Phil. Yeah. Hey. You're skeptical of it.
And how about Phil just adjusting? Because we just threw that out on the air.
You did.
Okay, I did. Threw it out on the air. You think you get a free skillet.
Don't put me in sip of that.
Phil did.
But, oh, man, it's incredible. Thank you, Phil.
Yes.
God bless you.
No, thank you. This show is incredible.
Well, a couple things going on. A couple things. You have, we talked about on Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, for sure, you don't have the, it's not open for the restaurant, but you have the food truck out there for lunchtime, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, my brother Paul's out front the meat market, and he's moving burritos. And so why burritos?
Yes, why?
Why burritos? So about 3-4 weeks ago, I'm sitting in a management meeting that we have every Wednesday. I have these two incredible executive chefs, husband and wife, Sergio and Cynthia. Mm-hmm. And Sergio's talking about the fact that for years, he has been perfecting his authentic Mexican recipes. And he said, you know, Phil, it's always been my dream to have my own Mexican restaurant. And I said, okay, so a really bad manager, partner, owner would say, okay, thanks. Yeah, you know, yeah. Keep dreaming. And someday I'm going to wake
dreaming.
Up.
Keep dreaming. Yeah. Not going to happen here.
Someday I'm going to wake up and you're going to be opening your own restaurant. So anyway, I said, Sergio, well, let's do it at Rollman's. Why wouldn't we do it here? And I said, you know, Sunday night is a night that we can just make Segovia's. That's his last name. So starting this Sunday, we're going to have Rollman's Steakhouse featuring Segovia's place.
Whoa.
And so last night we tested their recipes. Now, I would say my brother Matt, and if you're looking for an incredible building, I'll give him a little promo here. Matt Rollman does an unbelievable job. But anyway, he listens every single day.
Thank you.
He is an aficionado when it comes to great Mexican food. So we had about 20 people last night testing these recipes. And they went, okay, this is incredible. Okay, so why is an Irish-German guy starting a Mexican restaurant on Sunday night? Because Cynthia and Sergio are incredible. Their food will blow people's minds. So we've got authentic fajitas, enchiladas, tacos, mole with Cynthia says, okay, Phil, tell them what mole is. And so then we laugh about it.
Say it again.
Mole. So it's
at least said that was incredible.
Seven different peppers, erotic. Along with chocolate, along with bread, along with tortillas, fresh tortillas, all mixed together. It takes about 10 days to make. So we've got chicken mole. We've got mole enchiladas. We also have the steaks. So you can get a New York strip poblano. You can get a 16-ounce ribeye with all the Mexican sides. You can also get what we're calling the Grand Cena Lopez, Cynthia Lopez, Sergio's wife. Mm-hmm. So you can come in and get a 3.5-pound ribeye, tomahawk ribeye, with all the sides for a family. It'll feed 4 people. And then you get all the sides and a dessert. So you can bring your family in and have this unbelievable ribeye, fajita, authentic Mexican dinner.
Oh.
So starting this Sunday.
That sounds really good.
He's changed the culinary world. He's turned in the best steakhouse in the state on a Sunday night into the best Mexican restaurant.
This is evolution. You're evolving as a business.
Well, I listened to that. Again, I've got incredible chefs. They give it everything they've got every single day. We've got great servers, great bartenders. You're also going to experience some incredible margaritas. 4 different types of margaritas. Flavors.
Sip is there.
So show up. It's going to be a fun night every Sunday night.
Is the ladder still available?
Ladder's there.
Okay, the ladder is still there.
The tequilas, we've got 5 different really, really good tequilas. They're all at the top. So if you're ordering a specialty tequila,
someone's going up the ladder.
Up the ladder.
That would be the reason right there I'd want to get it. Send someone up the ladder. Where's your tequila at? No, that's up there. I'll get it for you.
Carlos O'Kelly's is no longer in town. This isn't a Carlos O'Kelly's margarita.
No.
No. Take a shot at Carlos and Kelly.
Yeah, big on the way swing out. At Carlos
O'Kelly. Swing at him. Yeah. On the way out.
This is a 17-ounce.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Margarita.
Yeah. 17
sounds like the Cadillac to you, Sip. Sounds like the Cadillac margarita.
Oh, Phil.
What time does it switch over to?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock till?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock until 8.
Okay.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Wow, thanks for coming in and explaining all this.
Because if you just happened on this, it would be incredible. But now that you know it's coming, because think how many times you're going like, you know, I'm kind of thinking about Mexican. When should I go? Why don't I just go Sunday night to Philman's?
Have you gone to the press with this?
You're the first. You are the first.
Thank you.
Breaking news. He posted it on Facebook. I saw the other day.
Right. So,
but in terms of outlets, we're the first one.
Thank you.
Beyond me announcing it, this is the first.
Thank you.
Breakers news.
Thank you.
Now, he brought in the burritos. I have not had mine yet, but you guys had
I've
had,
bites. Had part of it. Ellie ate, she just pounded through
I've never seen a human eat like that.
I mean, it was
my God, Ellie.
Like she was going to the electric chair. I mean, it was incredible.
Mel, like Ellie, restraint.
Steve looked at her and said, he goes, how you finished 2/3 of that already? And what do you think that weighs? 3 pounds? I mean, it's a heavy.
It's a big burrito.
It's a big burrito.
My God, Ellie.
These are not
have
small
some dignity.
Portions. Yeah.
If you get that burrito, pull yourself together. If you get that burrito, you're not getting a side with it. That's
no, you don't need it.
The side is in the burrito.
The side is in the burrito. Yeah. It's one big.
Yeah.
That's it for the day. And there's a chance
that's not it for the day.
You might need a nap. When you get done, you might need a nap. There's a chance.
If you do it like Ellie, you will.
Yeah, you found through that thing.
Ellie, come on.
Going to a burrito coma.
Hey, thanks.
Here's the other thing.
It was really good. That first bite was, woof.
Yeah. I mean, Sergio he's unbelievable. He deserves to be put right up there with some of the best chefs in all of the Midwest.
Okay.
Sergio Segovia. The other thing is for the early break after dark. On the 27th, and Steve, I know you're going to be there.
I am going to be there.
It was a question for a while.
Steve made his own agenda, but now we've straightened that out.
Yeah, we have straightened it out.
We've announced that Steve's going to be there, of course, Bill and Jake. But anyway, we're
the undercard will be there, Bill and Jake.
Yeah, undercard exactly.
All right. What's the news?
The food this time is going to be, we will have the prime rib, but it's not going to be only the prime rib. We're going to put on an unbelievable buffet. So you're going to get your choice of the prime rib or the chicken. There's going to be about 16 things on the buffet, and you can just go through and eat as much as you want to eat. So You get there.
Wow.
The door will open at 6. The food will be available about 6:30. Come in, eat as much as you want to eat, get ready for the show. And on the 27th, yes. Night before the game.
Right before the game.
We'll kick it off.
Are you excited for the game?
I'm excited every single year. Every single year. I drink the Kool-Aid every year, and I have since I was like 5 years old. I think more so this year than – maybe I say this every year. But more so this year than any other time, because I see – I'm a guy that loves strategy. I'm a guy that loves consistency and forethought and planning. Mm-hmm. And I just see a sense, whether it's be Rule or everybody put together on his staff, where they're actually thinking about – right now, they're thinking about the very near future, and they're thinking about a long-term plan. And it just seems like they're putting everything together. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I love a great offense, and I think we're going to have a really, really good defense. So.
Thursday night game is a exciting way to start in Arrowhead, and then we will be there at Ruhlman's the night before. Wow. Wow.
Fun year.
People will be juiced up, I think.
Oh, I think that it's going to set us off beautifully. And we also have, we've got several TVs. We're not a sports bar, but we have several TVs, so you could actually watch the game there. First National Bank is hosting a party for their employees in our, what I call the Rollman Bourbon Room. Holds about 96
people. They have a bourbon
people.
Room.
So that night, even though it's an 8 o'clock kickoff, the place will be... It'll be fun. It'll be alive. It'll be all of my employees will be sitting there watching the game. That was the other thing that Sergio and Cynthia said. You know, most restaurants where we've been, they keep all of the people that all the chefs isolated from the TVs. So they're standing there. Everybody else is getting. So we're putting a TV right there. They get to watch the game. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
You know, you get they're great. they love Husker football. Mm-hmm. They love sports. They love football. Soccer, football. Mm-hmm. I actually got him tickets to go to Kansas City for the World Cup.
Did you?
Wow.
Next May.
Wow.
They said, okay, is it possible that we could actually take that day off when the World Cup's in Kansas City? I said, well, not only take the day off, let's get you tickets. So I went online and they're
taking care of his employees.
Cynthia, Sergio, and their son Sean are going. We're going to try to keep the restaurant open, but while the game.
If you don't, we understand. Shut it down for
a day. We have a question from Beef Tacos on the text line.
The taco.
If I called last month for a spot in this, do I have to call again since the dates have been moved around?
Oh, should I re-reserve? That's a shot at me.
No. We actually had a few people sign up for the 20th. We're calling them back to move them to the 27th. We're sitting in good numbers right now, but I'm not going to cut it off. So we're going to go as big as people want to. We'll fill the whole restaurant. So get your space. Get your space now.
Phil, is the biggest difference also with this just the buffet? I mean, the food was incredible last time, but now you're talking about a full buffet of 16 items.
Yeah.
I mean, for this cost, this is insane.
Yeah. We actually had some people that went through and they said, where are the vegetables? And I said, well, we got potatoes.
Yeah.
And,
That's a vegetable to me.
Vegetable, you know, same thing.
I'd have never asked that question. That was not me, Phil. Point that out.
Wasn't
that was
me
not
either.
Me asking for a green bean.
So we're going to offer a little, we're going to offer a few more items. Plus, some people do want some chicken. Some people want some salmon. So we're going to put on an unbelievable spread. So nobody's leaving hungry.
A reminder, Phil, for the cost and how people sign up to be at the event.
You have to call the number that you've said several times today. You've got to call that number and get your place. Then it's $100 for a seat, and which is a steal to get to listen to these three and the show and talk Husker football the night before the game. I mean, all the news, you guys are going to have all the news going into that game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hype. Plus, I think it's the only game of the night, and it's 8 o'clock, so the whole nation's going to be watching this team.
Mm-hmm. And Steve's been to practice. He's had eyes on the team. Think about that. You don't have that access. This is incredible.
Yeah. But you come and meet Bill and meet Jake, and it would be fun. And just a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
You know, just a lot of people getting together for a good time.
Yeah. And we'll still at that point be undefeated. I think we're going to go into the first 7-8 games undefeated.
Well, that would help. All right.
That'd help business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd help us as well. The number to call is 402-780-8887. Sign up for a table or just a spot today.
Yeah.
Call right now.
Right now.
Do
right
it.
Now.
Thank
you.
Phil.
Phil,
thank you. That was a great appearance by you. Yeah.
He's always great. He's a natural. Yeah. Always good stuff. Phil Ruhlman, Ruhlman Steakhouse. When we come back, it is time for Bill's Thrills, a cool parenting tips Thursday, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.